Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is a column written for ESPN FC. Bar one word in the intro, which I've changed back to my original. Written for ESPN FC because they were inspired by something I tweeted watching the Camp Nou match between Barcelona and Athletic at the weekend. Because genuinely, well, a storm has been coming. And while genuinely in the social question and answer, which Martin Gregg hosted, and Pete Jensen and I tossed around a few Spanish football ideas in answer to socios who'd posed questions. Yeah, fair point. I said somebody's going to get a spanking from Barcelona soon. The fact that it's now been 4 out of 5 matches in 2 different competitions that Barca have hit their rivals for 4 was maybe a little ahead of what I expected. 1 or 2 of the new signings have given more than I expected. Particularly, I've got no compunction in saying Adama. He's changed, he's developed. His control, his choice taking, they're better than they were. Not only when he went away from Camp Nou, but when I saw him playing for Spain last, in tight spaces against a banked defence, I don't think he's a particularly adept footballer now, either because of what he learned in England or because of the way he's being coached by Xavi at FC Barcelona or because of the players who are around him at FC Barcelona. He looks a better asset than I expected him to be. But he's not the focus, nor really is Aubameyang yet, although that was last week's column. No, let me explain what the focus was. This is what I wrote. There were times on Sunday night when Barcelona's football against Athletic Club was orgasmic. You know the feeling. When something happens on the pitch which is so outrageously joyous that the senses take over completely from your rational mind. When football transcends your daily woes or your club allegiances. When the beautiful game isn't just pleasant to look at. No. It seduces you and promises to love you forever. Really, you can take your pick. The moment when Dembele scored, having once again been booed and whistled onto the pitch by his own fans, via one of the most sensational, powerful, top corner finishes you'll see in this or any other season. Maybe the now you see me, now you don't moment on the right-hand touchline, a moment when Pedri later admitted he'd been shitting himself, in case I lost the ball, when the divinely talented 19-year-old took a pass from Frankie de Jong, turned his back to protect possession from Balenciaga, sorted out his feet and then stamped on top of the ball with the studs of his right boot so that it nutmegged the Athletic Club defender while Pedri's back was still turned. The little imp, which is what he most certainly is, then ran off the pitch around the side of the big lunk and returned service to de Jong down the line. Which allows us, really, to return to the orgasmic theme. Dozens of people in the seats, about 15 or 20 feet away from the piece of magic, straight out of any Pelé, Maradona or Messi playbook, involuntarily leapt to their feet, clasped their hands to their heads in disbelief, and they roared in overwhelming ecstasy. These are the moments equal to any trophy lift or any winning goal which sear football's majesty in our consciousness forever. The moments which have always and will always make football the greatest sport humankind has invented. And there were more. How about Dembele again, with 4 seconds left on the clock, producing an astonishing assist for 4-0. He renders his marker, Balenciaga again, useless by crossing before the Basque can approach him. But when the Frenchman, so reviled and abused by the Camp Nou fans in recent matches, despite Xavi begging the supporters to cease and desist their venom, when the Frenchman crosses, he cannot even see his teammate, Memphis Depay. He literally can't see Depay because the Dutchman's been close marked by Lecque and Vivian just outside the 6-yard box. There exists the narrowest of channels between that group and Athletic keeper Unai Simon. So Barcelona's redemption man, Dembélé, uses that corridor to somehow curve his cross right onto Depay's boot for a sublime goal. The Dutchman went to celebrate by seeking out Dembélé, pointing to him in a gesture of, the credit's all yours. In fact, given that Aubameyang was awarded a hat-trick last week for a Pedri shot, which took a millionth of a millimetre deflection off the striker's back, this, without argument, could be considered 99% Dembélé's goal. The assist was that good. But I think we should take the Xavi position on the moment of all-consuming Camp Nou jouissance. Pedri featured there too, and it was glorious. Footballing Viagra. Nico nicks the ball off Vencedor's toes just as Athletic are about to break forward with a 3v3 opportunity. Frenkie de Jong has to dive to keep the ball in play, so when Pedri receives possession from him, it's really pressurised, threatening. Well, unless you're a little pocket genius like this kid is. With his controlling touch, back turned to the onrushing Vencedor, Pedri kills the momentum of the ball dead using his thigh, and with a double shuffle, sends the Athletic player one way while going the other way with the ball. Rivals queue up to knock Pedri over there. A dip of the shoulder, and now Iñaki Williams is sold yet another dummy. The crowd is in paroxysms of happiness. A flick of the ball to Luke de Jong, whose one-touch pass to Frenkie de Jong leaves space for an inside pass to Pedri, and suddenly, not only are Barcelona in oodles of space, the 19-year-old, the one that Xavi reckons is already the best in the world in his position, takes about 1.5 seconds to spot and then pick out Dembélé 50 metres away with a brilliant shift of play which completely undresses Athletic. Opening quotes, far beyond the nutmeg he produced on Balenciaga, Xavi confirmed later, what stands out to me is how Pedri understands football. He finds space between the lines, he gets behind the back of his markers. I'd go so far as to say, he reminds me of Iniesta. I've seen very few with his talent in my career. Right now, you might argue that De Bruyne or Modric have other characteristics, but Pedri, in terms of pure talent, is the best footballer anywhere in the world. It bears emphasising that when Pedri made the crowd ooh and ah that second time, his pass to Dembélé allowed the Frenchman to cross for Luc de Jong and Barcelona to seal the win by imposing a 3-goal margin. Quotes again. Just like the move when we got our third goal, continued Xavi, Pedri's control of spaces and time on the pitch is perfection. He wriggles out of pressure situations when he's surrounded by two or three opponents simply thanks to his immense talent. As a coach on the sidelines, you can see a way to produce a move, but before you've thought of it, Pedri's already produced something better on the pitch. Priceless. Literally. Well, hold on a second, Xavi. Not wholly priceless. Thanks to the club's recent renegotiation of Pedri's contract, the price, if you want to buy him, well, that'll be 1 billion euros. If you had the cash and you were sane, you'd spend it. Not that this phenomenal kid was producing orgasmic football all on his own. Barcelona are now in a run of having beaten major rivals Atletico, Valencia, Athletic and Napoli, against all of whom they've mostly recorded draws and defeats earlier this season, by 4-2, 4-1, 4-0 and 4-2 in their last five matches. Now that only comes if the vast majority of a club's players are fit, sharp, happy, well-coached, unified in purpose and determination. Their training under Xavi and his brother Oscar has been a revelation for weeks now. Recently, the 42-year-old put forward the idea that his first 100 days in charge of the club have felt like 100 years, but the evidence is different. At their Ciutat Esportiva Joan Gamper training ground, Barcelona's players, almost without knowing it, have been re-educated. Instead of long lectures, four-letter words screamed harshly at them, without dropping and humiliating culprits pour encourager les autres, and without much fuss, Xavi has taught his squad how to compete again. And I mean that phrase. He's taught them how to compete again. Daily work at the Barcelona training ground is filled with what looks like the kind of fun you see at school sports days. Players are constantly split up into little teams of 5, 6, or even 11 if the squad is split directly in two. During contests which may feature a football but which appear to have very little to do with that sport itself. There are tasks, there's chasing, there's coordination, there's speed of thought, there's teamwork. But every single game, every single challenge has been aimed to draw out competitiveness, unity, sharpness. There's a lot of laughter, there's protesting about who really won, there's a lot of leg pulling, promises of revenge in the next day's contests. But it's an egalitarian, intense, energetic environment. Moreover, unlike several recent seasons, it's the coaching team, not the senior superstars, which is wholly in control. Instead of house points, if this were some posh, fee-paying school, it turns out that the prizes for such work are enjoyment, match fitness, team spirit, and in due course, cosmically good football. And then big match wins. And by now, the zip, the wit, the inventiveness, the all-for-one, one-for-all spirit which this coach has engendered in training is in plain evidence every time Xavi's Barcelona play a match. Dani Alves is a good witness on all of this. Quote, "The objective has been to regain team spirit, to re-establish the FC Barcelona house style so that our fans can enjoy themselves again. We've been working at it really hard. Everyone is delivering. We're achieving our objectives." Xavi's view is, quote, "I've been expecting these types of results because we're training really, really well." So look, they're not perfect. Far from it. This remains a work in progress. They may not even win a single trophy this season. La Liga isn't quite out of sight, but it truly would be a Herculean task to catch and overhaul Real Madrid, even Sevilla. Winning the Europa League, the finals at Sevilla's Ramon Sanchez-Pizjuan Stadium in May, is not a ludicrous idea, but it's 7 testing matches away. However, trophy or no trophy, this squad is currently in an evangelical state of rediscovery. Flaws, stupidities, laziness, personality deficits, crises of confidence, all of these are being eroded bit by bit. There's an X factor again, partly Xavi, partly the exuberant brand of football, which frankly, you can enjoy whether your loyalty is forever with Madrid, Manchester City, Milan or Marseille. Now this leaves Barcelona president Joan Laporta look both extremely short-sighted and visionary. Should things continue in this trajectory, then it's he who'll be rewarded by history when it's written, Laporta, having instituted a Cruyff brand of football twice previously via Rijkaard and Guardiola, did it again with Xavi. I mean, Laporta, in such a situation, would be recalled as a visionary. Short term, there's no escaping his short-sightedness. How, for example, would this season have gone for Barcelona if, as anyone with half a brain could see, The moves to remove Ronald Koeman, install Xavi and replenish the squad had happened last May, instead of waiting until they were already ruinously positioned both domestically and in the Champions League. It was something in May that Laporta refused to countenance. He stated that he feared that Xavi wasn't ready, that he believed Koeman deserved to stay on. Well, we'll never know what would have happened if the reboot had begun in May. What a mistake.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.